it simple, keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Green Women Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie, and a member of the Green Women Tribe, which is created from the Healthy Women, Healthy Earth organization. We are women wrapping our lives around making a difference in today's world. Well, happy spring, everyone. I'd like to talk this time about some meanings of spring. You know, all seasons have a message for us, and the meaning of spring usually relates to rebirth, rejuvenation, renewal, resurrection, and regrowth, and a few others. It is also a representation of more light. Also, with the spring equinox just being yesterday, the earth returns to a place of perfect balance of which day and night are equal, the light and the dark, bringing the return of some much needed balance in our lives, especially in today's world. In indigenous cultures, spring is thought of as a time of rebirth and renewal. Not only is this true in nature, but it is also true for the cycle of our lives. As winter comes to an end, we find ourselves wanting to refresh or cleanse ourselves and move into a new chapter. Spring is also about new beginnings and transformations. It is a season that symbolizes starting fresh and starting over. After months of cold temperatures that result in many of us feeling the winter blues. But spring seems to reawaken us in our surrounding environment, bringing everything back to life. You know, we've got birds migrating and things are starting to change. Many of us feel with the spring equinox, our spirits are even waking up with new ideas and new dreams for our lives. Spring brings the feeling of fresh, warm energy again that makes us feel alive and inspired. It's also a great time to embrace this new beginning. The spring energy will fuel your growth as the days get longer and the sun grows warmer. Overall, spring is a joyful time. Everything is coming alive. Nature is waking up and being reborn. The same thing is happening within ourselves. Our spirit is becoming alive with hopeful, excited energy. Parts of us are being reborn and coming alive in ways that sometimes we may have never seen before. The spring season is to determine which of our winter dreams we want to focus spring's powerful growth and energy on. I didn't know if you knew this, but winter is a time where we go within and we kind of want to figure out what we want to plant for our gardens, and not only outside gardens, but our personal garden. The saying goes for spring, what seeds are you going to plant in the ground to tend and harvest? But these seeds are the seeds of our life and dreams. They're not just vegetable and flower seeds. What do you find exciting right now? What are you interested in? And what are you drawn towards? Approach your daydreams and new ideas with a light-hearted, childlike spirit. If it calls to you, try it. Just go for it. Have fun. Because this is the season of illumination. Spring brings clarity. This is the time to get really clear on what you want to see grow in your life and what you want to harvest in the fall. In order to gain that clarity, you need to try out what's calling you. Spring and summer bring powerful growth energy. If you're not clear on where to focus that energy, it can also feel very chaotic and overwhelming. Believe me, I've been there. Your energy gets pulled in many different directions and it burns you out. However, if you're really clear on where you want to see your new growth, you have the power to transform your life. If you are not clear, maybe try out a couple new ideas. Become curious and playful. Because that's what spring is all about. The way that daisies start to dance and the flowers grow and the wind blows through them. Just think of that as part of that curiosity. You know, in today's modern world, due to all the technologies, we really have lost touch with our seasons and what they have to offer. We keep the same routine, diet, and lifestyle throughout the year. This really makes us forget about the natural cycles of life and therefore creates an imbalance in our own lives. For instance, the season of winter is typically about sadness, heartbreak, loneliness, sickness. It's also a time to rest, to prepare and learn. And then we have the season of spring, which I said is about hope, new beginnings, opportunities. It's also a time to act, to take risks, grab opportunities, and don't hesitate. Season of summer are signs of growth that you also need protection, though. And it also has an abundance of distractions because we're just kind of running all over the place. And then we have the season of fall, which we've always said is our harvest time. But it's also a time to look back at our successes, achievements, and failures. In many spiritual traditions all over the world, springtime is associated not just with the awakening of nature out of winter. It is also a time of our own spiritual awakening, setting new intentions, and that time for planting our new seeds for our lives. You might want to start by asking yourself these questions, and then try journaling with your responses. For instance, what longs to be reawakened in your being? What is calling for a new beginning in your life? And what wants to be born through you? However, if you list planting new seeds in your life seems daunting, just ask yourself, what is just one thing you want to focus and accomplish on this season of spring? Now I would like to leave you with a few quotes. There's actually five of them, but they were all so good and I couldn't leave one out. So I'd like to start with one by Jessica Harleson. Spring adds new life and new beauty to all that is. So true. The next, John O'Donohue. When one flower blooms, spring awakens everywhere. Isn't that true? We just run outside, look at our gardens. And this is by an unknown author. Spring, a reminder of how beautiful change can truly be. You know, we sometimes are afraid of change, but then when we go through it, we go, why was I so hesitant? So remember that. Spring is a reminder of how beautiful change can be. And Audrey Hepburn said, to plant a garden is to believe in tomorrow. And then there was one by Lady Bird Johnson. I think this is so appropriate for where we are in our world today. Where flowers bloom, so does hope. And of course, Mary Oliver. Come with me into the woods, where spring is advancing as it does, no matter what, not being singular or particular, but one of the forever gifts and certainly visible. I really do hope you get out in spring this year. Plant a garden and plant your own personal garden also. Until next time, stay informed, be healthy, live green, and become an activist for your own health, the health of your family, and definitely the health of Mother Earth, our true home.
Keep it simple, keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.